Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, it's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Friday to you. Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola. We air that. He airs that. Talks with you on Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on News Radio. And also, he is the host and founder of the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook. Watch movies. Talk about them. Julio, welcome back, sir.
No affiliation with UWF whatsoever.
What's that?
I have no official affiliation with UWF whatsoever.
Well, I don't know why you're saying that. What is that relevant to?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I know. Because Manny Diaz and I'm too dumb to get your good joke. I told Julio when I was on the phone with him a minute ago that I had people ask me whether he's related to Manny Diaz. And okay, I'm sorry. Julio, I was dumb for a minute. I apologize. Try jokes again. I'll catch on. Karate Kid Legends is in theaters now. What? I haven't watched what is the premise?
So this is like all of the Karate Kid universe collapsing into itself into one like ball. So we've got Ralph Macchio back as Daniel LaRusso, the original Karate Kid from you know, the original legitimately great movie from 84, I think.
Seems right, yes.
If I'm remembering right. Then you might remember, like, what was it, maybe 10 years ago, there was a reboot with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan being, like, the Mr. Miyagi type character. He wasn't playing Mr. Miyagi. But so now Daniel LaRusso and Jackie Chan's character are coming together to train a new kid.
Okay.
So we've got the whole Daniel LaRusso universe that's gone from that original movie through to the recent, very popular series, Cobra Kai.
Right.
And my understanding, there was a lot of controversy about this movie at first because it didn't seem like it was taking anything up from Cobra Kai. And apparently this does acknowledge Cobra Kai. This takes place about 3 years now.
Okay, so it's embracing that slice of the canon. Gotcha, go on.
Yeah, but none of the other characters are in. None of the characters that everybody loved from that show are in it. No Johnny Lawrence and none of the kids or anything like
no
that.
No sensei, whatever, right, okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, this superfluous Jaden Smith movie that nobody really cared about. But
don't talk about
Jackie
it.
Chan.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah. Everybody loves Jackie Chan, though. Like, you can't hate Jackie Chan.
Right.
Jackie Chan's just, he's a great guy.
I think by law, actually. I think by law you can't hate Jackie Chan. But yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, they come together for this movie to capitalize on this name that they honestly stole from DC Comics anyway, because there was a Karate Kid character in DC Comics for 15 years before that movie existed. But no, 20 years. So there you go. 52% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
oof.
There you go.
Oofta. Wow, that's low. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess, you know. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Bring Her Back is another one that's up this week.
Yeah. This is a horror movie from the same set of twins that did a very popular movie, Talk to Me, a year or two ago. Pretty good horror movie, although a lot of people liked it a lot more than I did. This has a lot of the same kind of DNA to it. This is about a pair of step-siblings who are taken into foster care. Their foster mother is played by the great Sally Hawkins, fantastic actress who usually plays a lot of very sunny characters and appears to be a very sunny character in this film as well. But, of course, it's a horror movie, so there's something darker going on.
There's part two. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, getting good reviews on this one. This is running in the 80% range on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay, so that's good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
Tornado?
Also getting good reviews. This is about a young woman whose father is a puppeteer. He does samurai puppet shows. They're Asian. They get taken in by these grifters led by Tim Roth. Tim Roth playing a grifter, I know, how weird.
The role he was born to play.
Yeah, and they they kill her father. She steals their money and goes on the run from them and uses the skills that she, the samurai skills that she's learned from her father to try to survive. Very good reviews on this one as well.
Yeah, that sounds kind of entertaining. And then this is my favorite title of the week. I hope it's as good as the title. Jane Austen Wrecked My Life.
Yeah, it's a great title, right? You know, it's definitely evocative. This is about a woman who is obsessed with, would like to have a love story like a Jane Austen story.
Yep,
and it's
yeah.
Also an aspiring writer gets invited into the Jane Austen Society and, you know, basically realizes she's got to get off her butt and become the writer she always says she wants to be. Again, very good reviews on this one as well. So should be a lot of fun.
Okay, so not a like rom-com or something about the misguided expectations based on reading too much Jane Austen, something about being a... Okay, all right, so I mean,
there's some of that in there for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. That's kind of what I expected it would be about based on that. Very good. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
Not sure yet, but as soon as we figure that out, we'll have that up on social media. We're getting into the heat of the summer movie season, as you can see. You know, the successful is Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible were last weekend.
Right.
And what I'm really looking forward to is we've got just a couple of weeks till James Gunn's Superman, and that's the one I'm really looking forward to.
Fingers crossed. Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook, or listen to him on Saturdays at 4 o'clock here on News Radio. Julio Diaz, not related to Manny Diaz. Julio, thanks as always for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are actually flowing smoothly. But if you're on 9th Avenue around Bayou, remember that is closed between Royce Street and Carpenter's Creek. They are going to turn you either to Davis or 12th Avenue to get where you need to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know how when you first get a car, it's exciting. And then after a while, you're used to it. And then after a while, it starts to have some flaws. And then after a while, you start to be annoyed. And then at some point, you're like, I got to get out of this relationship. Well, if you're in that phase of your relationship with your car, go to Frontier Motors. You know, look around. Your car will not be jealous. It'll be okay. You're allowed to do this. But go look around and see what's out there. And, you know, see whether you might actually save money by buying a car. How can that work? Because the number of repairs you're doing on your car are expensive, and you buy a car that doesn't need repairs, you may save money. Even if you acquire a payment that you didn't have before, it's always possible. See what the features are. See what things hold their value. Ask. Ask at Frontier. What do they recommend? They may have a recommendation that's exactly what you expected or is completely different, but either way, you can try it out because they're the experts. They see so many cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance this week is really more of a note regarding the ongoing and systemic violations of everything we hold dear by President Tweets a Lot, or X's a Lot, or Truths a Lot, whatever. You know which unholy and unnamed one I mean. That man, let's call him the anti-allyist, recently directed that federal funds should no longer be paid to National Public Radio or the Public Broadcasting Service. That's right, he followed through on his threat to defund NPR and PBS. And yes, a lawsuit has been filed, which will probably stop him from hurting our most cherished source of viewpoint reinforcement. But these are dangerous times, dear Otherin. Now, obviously, we all recognize that both NPR and PBS have long served as reliable partners in the effort to re-educate Americans into the righteousness of our holy wokeness crusade on gender, on sexuality, on race, on religion, on politics, on economics, on whether men should or should not be shaving their eyebrows. Yes, whether it's justice, equity, diversity, inclusion, or pretty much anything else Garrison Keillor and Elmo stand for, these broadcasters are on our side 100%. But how can we expect to effectively spread our message without a solid government subsidy? All the work we've done over all these years to infiltrate the centers of cultural influence in the federal government, education, media, and business are in jeopardy from President Rhett Head. And if we can't even safely listen to a calm voice extolling the virtues of socialism while laying down a background track of smooth Nigerian jazz with bongos, where will we go for intellectual comfort? Will Oscar the Grouch be relocated to some homeless protection zone? Will Elmo himself have to stop teaching us that sharing is caring or have to give up being red? Will Bert and Ernie need to find beards? One cannot foresee where this madness will all end. All we know is that it's going to be very hard for NPR and PBS to keep reinforcing our side of everything while pretending to be simply reporting neutral facts if they can't use government funding to do so. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, the widespread Gen Z practice of unbossing or avoiding promotions to middle management because they prefer to avoid the responsibility even if it means also foregoing higher pay and bonuses. Yes, apparently the workplace younglings would rather preserve their mental health, avoid stress, and make just enough money to afford hard seltzers and Steam subscriptions rather than climb the corporate ladder of greed and capitalism. Now, we must admit, at first this struck us as a good thing because it sounded vaguely like the sort of thing a good young socialist might say. But then upon advice from the Fourth Inner Ladder and Council on Thinking Correctly About Everything explained, these young people aren't rejecting the patriarchy and the meritocracy. They're rejecting authority in every form at all. Their willingness to quit a job rather than be cajoled or coerced into doing it at a higher level is a dangerously free-willed expression of rampant individualism. And always remember to be playing a long game here. We definitely want them to reject capitalism and corporate greed, but we absolutely need them to be obedient little workers if we ever hope to fulfill our dream of the orderly society of equitable misery for the masses. Our entire project of changing words, changing values, practicing doublethink, and internalizing contradiction is really aimed at producing a compliant citizen who won't speak out or stand up for her rights unless she's told to do so by our magisterium of approved indignation. We want them to believe they are independent, but we want them to actually be completely subservient to the will of our movement. That's why the very first chant of groupthink is always the contradiction that you should stand up for what you personally believe, as long as everybody else is telling you to stand up for it. Just think of all the mild injustices and personal indignities we expect mid-level authoritarians to commit in positions of petty power, such as security guards making grandmothers go through metal detectors before they attend the county commission meeting, or homeowners associations and their endless lists of capriciously enforceable regulations. We need people who feel oppressed so we can use that sense of bitter resentment to get them to turn around and oppress others. That's how this system works and has worked seamlessly for decades in our successful pilot programs in China, Russia, Cuba, and North Korea. So no, unbossing is a real threat to everything we stand for, even if at first it seems like a good solid first step at undermining capitalism. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to send a warm note of encouragement to our dearly beloved other and in the not too great state of Washington, where a recent piece of legislation has done something genuinely wonderful. SB 5375, signed into law earlier this month, adds clergy to the list of those who must automatically report child sexual abuse, even if it was told to them in confidence during, for instance, Catholic confession. It further specifies that clergy have no exemption to this new mandatory reporting law for privileged communications, which will still shield lawyers, for instance, from having to do so. What a wonderfully anti-Catholic bill. By forcing Catholic priests to have to decide between reporting parishioners who confess these crimes to them or going to jail themselves for not doing so, this bill really inverts the order of values for Catholics, making the government more important than God, while also saying that lawyers have more privileges than priests. Double victory! Now, yes, the Department of Justice is investigating Washington over this, and there is a chance this bill could be reversed since it does seem to plainly violate the First Amendment protections for free exercise of religion. But bravo for the effort, Washington. Even failed attempts to suppress religion are okay because they make the traditional religionists feel insecure about their power in society. As Mandelbauer's second pronouncement on hostility to religion teaches us, thou shalt always be seeking to reduce, diminish, and demean every form of religion by placing any other value higher than God. And what better way to demean Catholicism than to send undercover officers into the confessional booth to lie about their crimes against children so we can throw disobedient priests in jail when they refuse to report those entrapping confessions? At long last, we have a way to incarcerate religious leaders simply for practicing their faith. Gaia-luya, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Real Bill, really being investigated by the Department of Justice under President Trump.
Wow.
No joke. Yeah. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I'm still stuck on bungos. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. The only traffic issue I'm seeing right now is if you're on 9th Avenue and Bayou. Remember, that road is still closed between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. They're going to divert you to either Davis or 12th Avenue to get where you're going. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And if you're worried about your children this morning in traffic, resist the impulse to check in on them. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Trump's tariff plan is being temporarily reinstated. A federal appeals court yesterday granted the administration's request to pause a lower court ruling that had blocked most of the president's global tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade had ruled an emergency law did not give Trump the authority to impose the tariffs. Facebook company, parent company Meta, is working with a weapons maker now to develop a high-tech helmet for the U.S. military. Meta said on Thursday that they have partnered with technology startup Endural to create a military helmet that uses augmented reality and artificial intelligence to help soldiers integrate battlefield information, apparently with their Facebook feed. I don't know.
Wait, so Meta, Facebook, Instagram?
Right.
Is now becoming part of the AI military industrial complex?
Isn't that odd?
Wow. Okay, well, we know where Skynet's coming from. Go on.
We know where we are now. Well, here's one that's interesting. Two comedy legends are now in-laws after their kids eloped. Eddie Murphy saying yesterday his son Eric Murphy married Jasmine Page Lawrence, the daughter of Martin Lawrence. Murphy said the couple got married 2 weeks ago. They had a modest church ceremony, just them and the preacher.
Okay, lay odds. Are the kids funny? Will the grandkids be funny?
Well, I've never really heard of the kids.
I know. Here's my suspicion. You know, you think this is like,
maybe
this
funny
is the best
generation.
Experiment in genetic engineering, the best comedian ever, and they're probably going to grow up and be like, no offense, John, an accountant. You know, or
none taken.
Nurse practitioner or something. You know, I love nurse practitioners, but you know, I don't pay money to go watch them perform on stage, right? So you know, it's just one of the. You would think, oh, this is obviously. I wouldn't necessarily assume that whatsoever. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Bobby, when he used to do the afternoon show, used to have a thing called Signs of the Apocalypse, and I have for the longest time been toying with the idea that I should just steal that from him because he's not doing it anymore.
Why not?
Well, I don't have the music for it to make it, but I have a sign of the apocalypse for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And this is a genuinely upsetting story. Like you're gonna wish you could unhear it, but bear with me. You know who Sydney Sweeney is?
The actress?
I love the fact that you're so unsure.
Yeah, because I was like, well, wait a second.
She's in this super pornographic series called Euphoria. Okay, she's a beautiful young lady, right? But anyway. It's super popular. Nobody talks too much about the content. Anyway, so Sydney Sweeney, who again is this, you know, bombshell sex object type young lady. Are you ready?
No.
Sydney Sweeney is now selling soap made with, I'm throwing up in my mouth just thinking about it, drops of her own bathwater.
I'm speechless, man. Oh, wow.
When your fans start asking for your bathwater.
Wait, we got to hear David.
David is losing his mind over there in the newsroom. You can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of Dr. Squatch soap. Dr. Squatch soap.
Wow.
So apparently she was doing promotional ads like a year ago for Dr. Squatch. I don't know if it's body wash promotion or something.
Yeah.
And now they are collaborating to launch a new product, Sydney's Bathwater Bliss. Made with...
My Lord.
It's just, I want to cry, but I got to laugh. I don't know.
Tarnation.
It's a very real limited edition soap made with my actual bathwater. $8 a bar.
What?
Eight.
Okay.
Can I... Smells like morning wood. Stop it! Oh. Come on! You cannot. They got various wood scents there.
No.
Oh,
Andrew.
Man. Limited edition, 5,000 bars. Get yours now. Bathe in secondhand bathwater.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Consumer price inflation is down 2.1% annually, the lowest since September, according to the Commerce Department. President Trump met yesterday with Federal Bank Chair Jerome Powell.
Reports say the men may not have been on the same page on the issue of interest rates, which the president has been urging Powell to cut. The central bank says Powell did not discuss expectations for interest rate policy, except to stress that the path will depend entirely on incoming economic information and what that means for the outlook.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The president is expected to talk about U.S. Steel's deal with a Japanese company today at a rally in Pennsylvania.
He's expected to get into how this planned partnership, as he is calling it, might differ or mirror an acquisition that Nippon Steel has been seeking over U.S. Steel. And that's something he opposed on the campaign trail.
Fox Alexandria Huff, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 on a beautiful Friday morning here. We've got 73 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Well, several local officials were at an event organized by Senator Rick Scott on hurricane preparedness yesterday. Senator Scott.
If you think you're going to be evacuate. Don't do it early. What happened to us in Naples is when they declared the evacuation for Ian, already there were tornadoes and it was hard to evacuate. So you can't wait.
And that event focused on the importance of paying attention to updates as storms come in and being ready ahead of time. One recommendation was taking a video of the current condition of your home and saving that to the cloud so you can prove damage was caused by a storm. Local officials and military leaders met yesterday in Santa Rosa County for the annual Northwest Florida Defense Coalition military base update. The event included several speakers, including several congressmen, John Carter, Tony Gonzalez, our newly elected District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis, as well as city leaders like Pensacola's Mayor D.C. Reeves.
We have the largest collection of active duty and veteran military members in any congressional district in the United States of America at a 435. So we know that it's an enormous part of what we do.
And that representatives from NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, Hurlburt Field, Eglin Air Force Base were all on hand. They discussed the challenges each installation faces and what they need from local and regional leaders to help their mission. One of the biggest takeaways was the need for partnerships between installations and local communities. We are learning more about the arrest of a suspect accused of false imprisonment and domestic abuse in Navarre. It all happened after a note was found in a Jersey Mike's restroom.
There's this little piece of crumpled up paper that was shoved next to our toilet paper dispenser, and it looked like a piece of trash.
That's employee Eleanor Coffey, who says she immediately went to her manager and called 911. The note included an address and information on what vehicle would be parked outside. Deputies served a search warrant where they found the victim, who described abuse, threats, and being held in isolation. She was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. The sheriff's office urging anybody in an abusive situation to reach out for help. 34-year-old Jordan Williams in this case was arrested on multiple charges. He's due back in court next week. He is being held at the Santa Rosa County Jail. A federal judge is holding a hearing to determine whether Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is in contempt for violating her ruling. Uthmeyer says that the law is on his side when it comes to illegal immigration enforcement.
I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and if she wants to hold me in contempt like she's threatening, that's a price I'm willing to pay to uphold my oath and enforce rule of law.
And Uthmeyer instructed law enforcement around the state to continue enforcing immigration laws after a temporary restraining order against new state law was issued by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams last month. Williams is an Obama-appointed judge. She ruled that it was unconstitutional for the state law because immigration is enforced by the federal government. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. No accidents to report to you right now. And taking a look at I-10, I-110, even Highway 90, 98 are all actually flowing smoothly this morning. But if you're on 9th Avenue around the Bayou Road right there, just know that it's closed right now between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. They've made some progress on getting the road back open, but they still need some more time, so it's closed right now. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 85. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. For Sunday, small 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 86. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, really warming up. We're seeing 80 degrees across the area with a heat index already above 90 degrees this morning. And taking a look at our market report from Your Money Now. At the opening bell on Wall Street today, stocks have fallen as President Trump says China violated the trade agreement. The Dow's down 121 points at 4294. S&P 500 down 26 points at 5886. NASDAQ down 112 points at 1964. 10-year bond rate down as well, 4.422%. Gold prices down $19.90, $32.9720. Silver prices down 13 cents at $33.29. And looking at crypto, all down across the board as well. The Bitcoin down $391 at $105,464. Ethereum down $61. At $25.85, Solana's down just under $5. Dogecoin down just over a cent. XRP down about a dime. President Trump's tariff plan has been temporarily reinstated. A federal appeals court granted the administration's request to pause a lower court ruling that blocked most of those tariffs yesterday. Inflation numbers are out. It eased a little bit more than expected last month, according to numbers released this morning from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The rate in April was 2.1%, down from 2.3% in March, below forecasts of 2.2%. It is the second month in a row that the rate has dropped. President Trump says China broke a preliminary trade agreement. The president posted on Truth Social earlier this morning that China violated the agreement, adding, "So much for being Mr. Nice Guy." While Trump didn't elaborate, stock futures fell immediately after that post, which he made earlier this morning. And it is 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Y'all, no joke, when you see the Navy hat come out, it's serious. I love the one line he always said. He says, you know, we can replace your stuff. We can't replace you. And this is where, you know, we're very fortunate that leaders like him have stepped up to take care of our citizens.
Follow the news. If you think you're going to be evacuation, evacuate. Don't do it early. What happened to us in Naples is when they declared the evacuation for Ian, already there were tornadoes and it was hard to evacuate. So you can't wait. So get ready. This whole event is to get the public ready. We got a lot of first responders here. They cannot go out, and they shouldn't go out when you should have already evacuated and it's dangerous for them. When it's 50 mile an hour winds, when the tornadoes are happening, you're putting their lives at risk, and that's not fair. So I hope everybody will take the time to get prepared.
Absolutely. That, of course, was Senator Rick Scott and Congressman Jimmy Patronis yesterday at an event that Rick Scott was the keynote for, and all the other local elected and appointed officials were there. Everybody that I interview was there, they were all there and talking about hurricane preparation, of course, and making sure that we're ready for the season. Right. And, Jimmy Patronis, who was the CFO for the state of Florida and currently is our congressman, and basically said, look, the key is, and you might have heard this so many times, but maybe you haven't heard it enough at the same time. The key is to prepare now, not when the storm is coming. This is a point that was reiterated by the Director of Public Safety, Eric Gilmore, who said that, one of the problems is that if you are not prepared now, then you become at risk in a storm. And then we have to basically squander resources trying to rescue your dumbass. not quoting, I'm paraphrasing. But, they have to take risks and squander resources because you didn't prepare and then you're at risk. And that delays everybody getting into, the recovery and restoration mode. And so do your part. Do your part. Don't be the problem child. So one of the things that Jimmy Patronis said was just, I thought it was great advice. And I actually feel bad that I can't come on the air and say I did it yesterday. I forgot. And then I was cutting up the audio from the event last night. I'm like, oh, dang it. But I will do it today for sure. And, we've done this before, but it's good to do it, once a year, right? Okay, so here's what he says.
We are a digital society. Everybody has got a smartphone now. And what I'm going to ask you to do, as soon as you finish seeing today's newscast on your phone, whether this afternoon or this evening, it don't get dark till about 8 o'clock, get your phone, put it on video mode, talk to it a second, and say, you know what, I'm at my house, this is my address, this is the time, this is the day. And I want you to walk around your house and video the outside of your house. Show that your house has no damage today. There's no trees on it, that the roof is in good shape, all the furniture, your patio furniture is in place, and get that photographic evidence of the outside of your house. Now, do the same thing inside. Take a picture of your wall coverings, your kitchen, your appliances, get it all on digital record. Now, here's the great thing what you're gonna do with it. Afterwards, you're going to email that to yourself and you're going to put it somewhere virtual. It'll be sitting in the cloud and just leave that email alone. You've got it sitting there.
Yeah. And that way when, you have to file a claim, God forbid you have to, but if you have to, you have it. It's not on your phone only. It's in the cloud somewhere. It's safe. It's accessible. I would even add sometimes it's easier to work with photos than video. So shoot a couple photos while you're doing it. But yeah, have that inside and out. Great advice. The other thing that he talked about was if there is a storm, if you have damage, something to be aware of. And this is this is genuinely important. You may know this, okay? I know that a lot of you already know this, but it's good to be reminded. And it's also, if you're new or you're new to the show and you haven't heard this stuff before, this is your first hurricane season in Florida. People are always coming in all the time. This is a really important piece of advice.
There's predators that know that you're vulnerable right then. You're vulnerable because you're rebuilding a home that you've never, ever even dreamed of ever having to do in any time of your life. Don't sign anything. Whatever you do, do not sign anything. There's not a single dollar that you have to sign to get from your insurance company. As long as your first phone calls to your insurance agent or your carrier, the dollars will start flowing and we can help you with the claims process. But these scoundrels, these vultures, these locusts, they canvass your neighborhoods. You're vulnerable. They look for damage. They're going to say, oh, I'll take care of everything for you. Just sign it. What you could be doing is you're directing payments away from you to some stranger you just met at your front doorstep. So as long as you don't sign everything, anything, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, that's the whole assignment of benefits thing, and he's so right. So, you know, good advice, just basic advice, but, you know, obviously good advice. Be ready for a week. They're saying, you know, 7 days ready is the goal. That means, you know, a gallon of water per person per day, food that you don't have to have electricity, you know, or gas if you have gas, you know, that you can eat without having to have the cooking ability. You know, all those things, like be able to survive on your own. You're like, well, I thought I moved into a city in order. Well, okay, yeah, but, right? Yeah, but. And especially if you live in a more rural area, you know, we saw after Michael, people, it was like a couple of weeks before some people got help. Right? That's a real possibility. Anyway, so it was a good press conference, good reminder of the basics as we get into storm season. Even, you know, Sheriff Simmons talking about if you look around the outside of your home while you're doing the video that Jimmy talks about, make sure that you don't have any leaning or damaged trees or branches. You know, clear that stuff up now so it doesn't wait till later. Because it might not be that a hurricane comes. It might be that a tornado or a straight wind or, you know, lots of, we've been getting a lot of rainstorms lately with lots of thunder. And, you know, there was a tornado in Mobile yesterday. Like, you just do it. Do it.
Take stock of what you've got in your home, but take stock outside as well. If you have a tree that's been just about to fall over your house, cut that thing off. Don't do it when a hurricane's in the Gulf. Do it right now, because those things are vitally important.
Absolutely. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. I got a text, and I was going to explain this anyway. Somebody says, where's the rep? Short answer. It was all set up. We had actually three people were going to come in, and they all, because they were all kind of worked together, and they all had another incident that they had to take care of. I'm like, okay, you know, no big deal. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you just get me and John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident free right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, but our only issue right now is at 9th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. Remember that that area is closed between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. They're going to tell you to either take Davis or 12th Avenue to get where you need to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, picking up a property, a rental, a fix or flip, a long-term, you know, a vacation rental, or maybe you just want to move, downsize, upsize, I don't know. Everybody's got different things. Call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. She'll help you answer your questions, whatever they might be. She'll help you if you're going to actually go through and do a transaction. She can certainly get you all the way through to closing, help you find or sell or both. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that. And, you know, one of the things she always tells me is, Andrew, you know, I just love to meet people. I love, and she is. She is such a sweetheart. I love to meet people. I love to talk real estate. I love nerding out on it and helping people make good decisions that they can really be happy about, not just next year, but 5 and 10 years from now. And she will. She and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just really, really good at this. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hello, Daddy. It's me, Pee-wee.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Where?
Honest. Listen, I'll prove it.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, man. Ugh.
That was good. That was like, if you're a Texan, you know it.
Yeah, that made you happy.
And I sang along.
I can
along.
See you clapping and singing along with it.
Yes, always.
840. I do a terrible Pee-wee impression. 848 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm so torn between two very, very entertaining stories, each of which I could do. Here's one. It's a smaller one, but you know the five bullet points thing where, you know, justify to the federal government what you do with your life? You know, they were sending out these emails.
Right.
You know, this is what I did last week. This is what I did last week. So the last email for Defense Department civilians was yesterday, was due Wednesday. So they don't have to do this anymore. So we're good, I guess. But their last email was they were told to include one idea that will improve the department's efficiency or root out waste. See, I have been a long, firm believer in, if you really want to know how to make your business better, you know, whatever it is, whether you're running the Pentagon or you're running, you know, a car dealership or you're running a, you know, carpet cleaning business, whatever, or a factory, if you really want to know, now you got to be willing to hear what you don't want to hear.
Right. Like a Gordon Ramsay episode type.
Yeah. But go ask the most frontline basic level of employees what they would do to make the place better. Because they see every day what's stupid about the workplace every day. And, you know, honestly, you want to do that with people who've been there long enough because they'll know. And if they trust you, they'll tell you, okay? But there's also value in asking the person who you just hired a week ago. Because a lot of times, you know this, when you first start a job, you see all the things that are crazy there. Because it's crazy. Every job, no matter how well designed the workplace is, there's always going to be things you see. The problem is after about 2 weeks, that's just how we do it. And you become kind of nose blind to it, so to speak, where you just, you know, that's just the smell here. And so we just don't even notice it anymore. Right. And, you know, that's okay. Well, we do this insane thing, but I guess we just get used to doing it. You become part of the system instead of somebody who's shocked by how silly it is. Right. So, but yeah, no, go ask. And so I love this suggestion. The question is how many people will actually be honest about it. But yeah, if you know, give us your ideas. You know, give us your ideas. So that's a good one. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, we've been having kind of a lighter day today, which is a Friday.
Yeah,
you know, that's
good.
Fine to have. I do have one.
Oh, no.
Okay. I kind of vaguely mentioned this the other day, which was we talked about drinking from a straw being unmanly. Do you remember mentioning that briefly?
Briefly,
yeah.
Yes.
And I said I don't have time to get into this right now.
Right.
Headline, this was from, who wrote this? I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, the headline was, GOP congressman's reason for refusing to drink out of straws is depressing. And it went on to explain, I'm just going to read you a little bit from this. The hyper-masculinity movement is out of hand. Representative Tim Burchett's comments to Fox News about using straws appears to be the latest sign. There's a lot of serious stuff going on in Washington these days. That's why I was thankful to see Fox News' Jesse Waters send a correspondent to Capitol Hill this week to tackle one of the most pressing issues of our time. What do Republican congressmen think about Waters' rules for men? What? A little bit satire, right?
Yeah.
Waters unveiled this inspired list in March, which he said was mostly just funny and not that serious. It urges men to avoid such unmanly activities as eating soup in public, crossing their legs, and drinking from a straw, among other things. One of the reasons you don't drink from a straw is the way your lips purse, Waters said on Fox News of the Five at the time. It's very effeminate.
Don't we have other problems in Washington to deal with? Oh, my goodness.
It would seem Representative Tim Burchett agrees. I don't drink out of a straw, brother. The Tennessee Republican told Fox News when asked to comment on Waters' anti-straw guidance on Thursday. That's what the women in my house do. Burchett's office sent me a statement in response to my inquiry about whether he was being serious, which frankly would be concerning if he was. The statement suggested the mainstream media was grasping at straws. Yeah, okay.
I knew that was coming.
All right. So, okay. It's ridiculous, okay? But it's also not ridiculous.
Good frivolous topic question.
What's the unmanly thing that people
do?
No.
Drink out of straw or not?
Yeah. Here's why I say, I mean, of course, it's absurd to think that, you know, drinking out of a straw is the thing that's going to define or undefine you as being masculine or whatever. But what's not silly about it is that there's a whole cluster of behaviors and speech patterns and attire choices and personal grooming. There's all this stuff. And when you bundle all of that stuff together, you, me, everybody is continually scoring everybody and yourself on the scale. They score well on the masculine scale. They score poorly on the masculine. But they score well on the femininity scale. They score poorly on the feminine. The one thing that the gender anarchists are right about is that the construct of gender differentiation is heavily cultivated by society, is artificial in some ways. It's not sort of, I mean, there are certain innate differences between men and women, duh. But, I mean, it's amazing you have to say that, but,
I know.
You know, duh. But there are also things that are sort of semi-natural and unnatural, and then there are other things that are purely cultural. I mean, like, it's maybe a trite example, but a man wearing a skirt, manly or unmanly? Typically, we say unmanly. How about in Scotland? Very manly, right? I mean, that's different. Is it? I mean, if you wore a plaid schoolgirl's skirt to work as a dude in Pensacola, unmanly. But if you do it in Edinburgh, manly. Be sure to wear the sporran. But that's an important part of that attire. But that's the point. What the gender anarchist, which I assume this Haley Miller, who's writing this article, I'm assuming that she's bought into the modern notion of, you know, gender anarchy, or all the genders are fine, do whatever you want, nothing else matters. Hypermasculinity. Well, what's the difference between hypermasculinity and just masculinity? What's the difference between toxic masculinity and masculinity? And the answer is they don't have a difference, because masculinity is toxic, right? It's always hyper. It's always No. There are differences. There are behaviors, there are attire and speech pattern, all kinds of things that differentiate between manliness and femaleness or whatever. And it might be a silly one to drink out of a straw as an example. Crossing your legs is not that silly of an example. It really isn't. People will judge you based on that. They'll judge other people. So, there's something she's right about. There's something she's really not right about. And the notion that none of these things matter at all. Well, look, if you flout all of these conventions, people will think you're effeminate. If you flout all of these conventions, people will think as a woman that you're not very feminine. Right? You can choose to flout them if you want, but they are there. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, even a 90 and 98, not seeing any delays. But if you're on 9th Avenue around Bayou Boulevard between Royce Street and Carpenter's Creek, just know the road is still closed there. They're making progress on it, but they're going to tell you to either take Davis or 12th Avenue in that area to get you where you're going. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I'm getting some funny texts in here. Somebody says, that's why when I drink out of a straw, I drink out for the corner of my mouth.
What?
I don't know. That you're not pursing your lips.
Oh.
You can be more cool about it. You can be more like James Dean drinking out of a straw, I guess. Somebody says, until you turn into an 80-year-old man, then you will definitely use a straw.
Need a straw at that point, yeah.
This guy says, no, I will never drink out of a straw because drinking out of a straw sucks. Comedy's challenging, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody says, well, you know, generally straws are fine, but not those little cocktail straws. Or the little bitty
coffee stirrers.
Yeah, the coffee stirrer. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Oh, and those are the worst, too, because I can't believe we're continuing to talk about this.
I know.
But okay, but have you ever had a hot cup of coffee, you stir it, and then you take a drink out of the little coffee stirrer for whatever reason? Oh, that is guaranteed to leave you burn marks inside your mouth, for sure. That's exactly what that does.
You've been burned before, huh?
I have. I've been burned by bad coffee choices in the past. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In other news. Oh, parade tonight. In case you have not heard, big parade tonight, 7 o'clock, the Fiesta Parade. 4 o'clock this afternoon, all the roads will close in the vicinity around the parade route. This is the changes that got put in place after the Bourbon Street thing for New Year's Eve. And, it ran a lot more smoothly than I expected last time. Don't be the first person to get your car towed because you're parked on the parade route. Okay, we didn't have to tow anybody last time. Don't be the first person. And Main Street will close at 4. So you can't get there from here. You got to go to Cervantes. That's the trick. If you are used to going across town on Main, you're going to discover that you just can't. Also, 9th Avenue is still closed today, so you know, that's another one. That's another street that's just plain broken. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I'm just going to throw it out there. It's a funny thing. It's on my brain. Have you heard the term boy sober?
No.
It sort of rhymes with voiceover.
That's what I was thinking, but yeah.
Boy sober is women who give up men.
Whoa. Okay.
Not like all relationships, but they're, you know, they just go boy sober, right? Like, you know, they think that men are like an addiction, like alcohol or something like this. So, you know, you got to declare yourself sober from men. And apparently there's not just a few. 2022 Pew survey of single adults found that 34% of women were even seeking a partner, compared to 54% of men, single men, seeking a partner. So that's low. But anyway, 48% of women said that being married wasn't critical to them having a fulfilling life, so they're just boy sober. They're 100% happy, 100% satisfied.
Listen on air at 92.5.